I wasn't 12 years old thinking that I wanted to grow up to be a heroin addict. That was not my dream.
Just continued to spiral. I didn't think I had a problem.
Rachel Santizo had been prescribed pain pills by her doctor.
To get out of bed, I was taking a handful in the morning just to get out of bed.
Casey Erickson started using weed to be with his friends.
And I ended up going from party drugs, things like ecstasy, and then that turned into finding opiates. And that's when my problem really started.
Both ended up on the streets.
They kicked me out.
I ended up losing my kids for 2.5 years.
It was rock bottom.
You see things that humans aren't meant to be capable of, but they are.
Yeah, anything that you could think of, I pretty much endured, saw, went through, felt during that time.
Years of time. But one day,
I basically woke up and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Her family called and called and finally got a bed in treatment. Casey was the first person picked up by police last year in Project Diversion.
Came down to the point where I had to choose to get myself out.
Both chose to go to the Odyssey House for treatment.
Odyssey House is incredibly hard, and it takes a long time and it takes a lot of work.
A lot of people didn't want to go to Odyssey House because they say it's hard. And it's definitely hard, but I wouldn't use the word hard. I would use the word challenging. Because the reason why it's challenging is because it makes you, no, if you choose to stay at Odyssey, it forces you to look at yourself and figure out why you're even using in the first place.
It's a choice that I had to make, and it's a choice that I have to make every day. And it's really hard. Some days are easier than others.
Every day is a fight. Every day.
The detox from opiates is so horrendous.
Christina Zido is the chief operating officer for Odyssey House.
About 85% of the people who started using with prescription pain medication to get high and got them from a friend or family member, the friend or family member gave them willingly.
She says, get those pills out of your house. If you do need them, lock them up. Or start by asking if you need them at all.
Push back on our physicians if they're giving us prescriptions and we don't think it's appropriate. After only a couple of days of taking a prescription painkiller, someone can become addicted. And they can face that addiction and wrestle with that addiction for the rest of their life. So is a toothache or a headache or a backache really worth this pernicious disease and fighting that for the rest of your life? I don't think so.
Rachel and Casey have a lifetime ahead of fighting.
The way that I stay sober today is service, and it's just being nice to other human beings. So I'm really big on being of service. It's exhausting, but it's exhausting in a lot better way than just staying up for nights because I was using drugs and because I wanted to party and not go home.
Keep trying and trying, just don't give up on us. Like, we need that. We gave up on ourselves, and just be understanding, love us, be kind to everyone, be kind to people.
The more that we use our voice and the more that we speak up, I think that's how we're gonna create the change.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.